phrases. Don't call it The Little Cherub either. An Avengers fanfic written by amanuensis and read by Rena Jenkins
and Black Glass.
Pairing is Clint Barton and Natasha Romanov, with additional tags for humor, imperiled junk, dialogue only. She has been like a Pisces when to say, Barton, I was expecting to find you in a diaper instead.
Nat! Holy fuck, you're naked.
I seem to be in good company. Hold still.
What do you think I've been doing? Watch the edges! Watch the edges! Jesus!
If I get this box open, I'm not going to find chocolates inside, am I?
I was actually hoping there was. Maybe it'd melt and loop things up a little and let me get free.
That wouldn't help the ropes, though, would it?
Natasha, when a goddamn maniac gasses your team, and you wake up suspended butt-naked and spread-eagled, with your junk trapped in a heart-shaped glory hole, the ropes are the last thing you're worried about. I'll explain it to you sometime.
And the box is pink, and even has an arrow running through it. Aww.
The shaft of which is sitting at a perfect right angle to keep my worldly goods from slipping out of this fucker. Don't think I haven't been amazingly aware of that.
Hang on, I see where it's sealed.
A knife. Oh dear God, Nat, you are not about to use a knife near my pride and joy.
You'd rather I slice the ropes on your wrists and ankles first? That'll leave exactly one point of suspension, and I guarantee you won't like that at all. Don't be such a baby. And don't move.
Careful. Careful. Careful.
Hush, you'll ruin my concentration. Close your eyes. Sing something.
Nuh-uh. When my voice suddenly goes soprano, I'll have a heart attack.
Would I let that happen? Even if it would make for some lovely duets on karaoke night. Okay, stay very still. This is going to be the tricky part.
Nat?
Got it.
Ah, Christ!
You're okay. Look, you're fine. Fly and be free, little hawk.
You never call it that again. Never. Oh my God.
Such gratitude.
Oh, sweet Christ. Hello, sweethearts. There you are. Love you so much. Get me the rest of the way out of this, Tasha. I gotta find the fucker who dreams up shit like this.
On it. Trust me, I wanna shut myself.
You're my angel, you know that?
Oh, so now you're glad I've got a knife, are you?
At least I've got a great view when you bend down to do that. How come you're naked, too?
Whoever's behind this, he's got a sick fetish for naked Avengers in costume-appropriate traps.
What'd he do? Put you in an hourglass?
Uh-uh. Spread-eagled naked like you, but in a web.
Ha-cha.
Yeah, well, don't ever ask to act that one out in the bedroom. That's your first and last warning.
Wouldn't dare, promise. How'd you get free?
As if that was anything compared with the time Spider-Man tried to stick into the ceiling of the MoMA.
You ended up naked that time, too.
That was in escaping. Don't confuse the two. Here, take a grip so you don't drop. I'll get this wrist.
Got it.
So, I made short work of that stupid trap. Then I came to find the rest of us.
What? You mean you didn't rush to my rescue first?
I took him as I found him. Equally disturbing, too. Steve's shield was the only thing saving his modesty.
Fat whoop. It isn't as if anyone could cut a hole in vibranium.
The shield was slowly being heated.
Oh, fuck, Tasha! You can't just say something like that without warning me! Christ!
Sorry you complained.
Don't look so sweet when you say that. Yes, I take it all back.
He's fine. A little pink. Steve will throw it off fast.
I'm going to shed sympathetic tears all the same, and I don't care if you tease me. Do I want to know about the others?
I found Bruce sealed into this skin-tight glass vest that will break if he hulks out. And if it does break, it triggers a pulse that interrupts the wiring on Tony's reactor.
Fuck. How'd you get him out of that?
I didn't. The present tense didn't tell you? Watch your wrist.
What?
Thor's in there with him right now, defusing the thing according to Bruce's instructions.
Thor?
Mm-hmm. also naked, in case you were wondering.
You left Thor to do the defusing and came to find me?
Don't be vain, dear heart. Thor will do perfectly well at it. You know Bruce could talk him through brain surgery if he had to.
Naked brain surgery. There's an image.
Naked's nothing new to Bruce. It's familiar territory to Tony, too, you have to admit. Last bit. There we go.
Oof.
Really, Clint, darling. Are you just going to lie there all day?
From angel to witch in a heartbeat. Damn it! This bastard could have left me my bow if he was trying to complete the Cupid effect.
You look formidable just as you are.
That's the kind of thing a naked man loves to hear.
Here, take this blasted arrow. I bet you can find something to do with it even without a bow.
Bet you're right. Hey, you didn't tell me what he did to Thor.
You really, really don't want to know where he put the fake hammer.
Are you kidding me? Of course I want to know.
I'll let Thor tell you himself. It's funnier. Are we going villain hunting with Steve, or should we go get Bruce to Hulk mode faster?
Following the Hulk is pretty direct, I have to say.
Which is why Steve should have a little backup. You go. Be sure to put that arrow somewhere painful. I'll go watch Thor get his Mission Impossible on.
You're so good to me. Thanks for saving my babies.
I'm kind of fond of them myself.
Lucky, lucky me. Lead the way.
No, you go first. The corridor goes straight for a few hundred feet before we separate.
Are you seriously looking for an excuse to watch my ass as I run?
I have to admit, Barton, I'm glad it wasn't a diaper.
The end.
The end. Author's notes. Written for the Be Compromised Valentine's Day mini prompathon from the prompt by Purely Distel. If there was one thing Natasha did not expect, it was a naked Clint Barton sitting on her bed, a heart-shaped box of chocolates covering his crotch. This is a little bit of a twist on what you'd suggested.